Okay, today's Daf Mem Beis. We're on Daf Mem Beis on the top line. Rabbi Huna Achal Tlesa Rifti. He ate 13 breads. B'nei Tlasa Tlasa Kaba. And each bread was 3 Kav. V'lo Birech. He didn't make a bracha achrona. That's a lot of bread to eat, not make a bracha achrona. What's going on with him? Amar Rav Nachman, Ade Kafna? What are you, starving? Ella, Kol Sha'achem Kovan Olav Suda Tzarech Levarech. If somebody else is kovei suda, you have to make a bracha achrona, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says it's the third wide line at the end, at the bottom over there. Elu ad dekafta elu klomar elu l'ravo nachlu. Well, you ate it because you're so hungry. What does he mean by that? He ate it because you're hungry. V'achila meruba kizu lo nifteras mi bracha. Eating so much doesn't pati. Why did you make a bracha achrona? Ella kol sha'achem kovan achilasan bekach teunim berachas amazon. In other words, you have to bench. Right. Ah, you're not full. You're still hungry. So what? Kach pirish Rav Hai. That's what Rav Hai said. Rabbeinu pirshu, my Rebbeim said, Tlesar rifti mipath shalonu. It was our bread. V'lo birich achrona. If he didn't make a bracha achrona, mishum delo sava. It wasn't full. It wasn't full yet. The kroksiv yachal tefis sevat uverachta. He didn't make a bracha achrona. Uvechi pirish of Yehuda ibahad. The Bahag said the same thing. Ve'enog nirali. That doesn't seem right to me. The less leil of Huna heimichmir al atzman of kizayis at kibetsa. The loker of Meir. The loker of Yehuda. Well, he didn't hold like anybody that we're machmir. We bench even less than that. So why didn't he bench? What kind of answer is that? So some explain that idea of benching on a kizayis on a kibetsa was only on real bread. This wasn't real bread. This was pasa baba kisnin. It was some whatever it was, something else. And therefore, he said, no. That halacha, that benching on less, is only on real bread. It's not real bread. And others say he made a al-michya. Right? So, the halachas of pasa baba kisnin are super complicated. Super complicated. We're not going to get a straight answer learning the Gemara. No way. Anyway.
Just quickly, what is it again exactly?
What? It's a through machlokas what it is. Yeah. Rav Yehuda have asik le lebrei be Rav Yehuda bar chaviva. Rav Yehuda made a shidduch for his son to the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar chaviva. Well, you see from here that both fathers, they said the same name. They said the same name Yehuda. The same name. Rav Yehuda made a shidduch for his daughter, for his son, to the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar chaviva. The note the Sefer Chassidim says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have a situation where both fathers have the same name. The Gemara says Beferish did it. So note the Yehuda says it must be that when Yehuda HaChassid wrote that, he only wrote it for his own family. Can't be that was a halacha, some kind of thing you should be knowing if people in the Gemara were not knowing like that. Or the other answer you could say is that Yehuda HaChassid's wrong. So I want to say he's wrong. He meant it for his own family. He saw Baruch HaKodesh somehow in his own family. That shouldn't happen. To make a din like that for Klal Yisrael, there are people that are makbid on it. Oh, yeah. The Gemara wasn't makbid on it. These people weren't makbid on it, so it's hard to be makbid on it when they weren't makbid on it. So you have to give an answer like that. Okay. Yeah. Right. I see the Kamei Pasav Abakistan. Anyway, they brought Pasav Abakistan. Kiyasa Shmenu to Kamavarchi Hamotzi. And he heard, he made Hamotzi. He made a hamotzi and passed it over Kistan. So Amalei, he said, "My tzitzi kashmana." What's this tzaddik sound that I hear? Hamotzi. What's that I hear? Tell me, hamotzi lechem in the arts kamar vachinzu. You're making a hamotzi. Amalei, in yes I am. The Tanya Mona Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda passed it over Kistan. Varachal of motzi. Varmar Shmuel halacha kibar Mona. Halacha like Mona. Amalehu, no, you heard wrong. In halacha kibar Mona. The halacha is not like that, and you shouldn't make a hamotzi on passed it over Kistan. I don't know. Amalei v'ha marhu de amar mishmei de Shmuel lachmonios, whatever lachmonios are, it's not bread. Ma'arvin, you can use it for an eruv. Behen umavarchen aleha motzi, and you make a hamotzi.
So what is it?
It's some kind of cake, some kind of pasta baba kisnin, and you're still making hamotzi. It's not bread. Shiny hasam.
You're with water. It's all flour and water.
So you ever wash on cake? It's flour and water.
Oh no.
Shiny Hussam, it's different over there. The Kava Sudasa Alaihu, because you do a Kavet Suda on that. Aval, Hecha, the Lo Kava Sudasa Alaihu, Lo. But if you're not Kavet Suda on it, no, you don't wash. What exactly is the halacha? It's not for this shir. But I will point out, look at the Tosfos as Lachmonios. Fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos. What? No, it's not Lachmonios that you go into the Makolot in Israel. It's not what it is. We don't know what it is. But listen to this. Rashi, Pirush Rashi, Avliash. Okay? Flona Hira, I don't think that's right. Im Kain, Afilu Lo Kava, Nami Mevarech Hamotzi. Even if you're not Koveya Suda, you'll make a Hamotzi. Sharei Hu Lechem Gamor. It's pure bread. So if you eat one morsel of bread, you have to wash? Yes. Yeah. I'm not Koveya Suda. So what? That only applies by non-bread, Pasta Baba Kisnim. But on regular bread, of course. Sharei Sofo Isa. Because it's dough.
Right.
But it's bread. V'nira Lafarish. The Hainu Nilish. I think that Lachmanis here is Nilish. Mihu, Kikava, Sudaisa, Alayhu. When you Kaveh Suda on it, Mavare Chalav, Hamotzi. You make a Hamotzi for Kaveh Suda. Kimbo Bapurim. Like we do on Purim. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mihu, Rabbeinu Shimshon Perish, the Ein Lavare Chalav, Hamotzi, the Havikimo Daisa. It's like porridge, which also is a mezonos ingredient, and you don't make a Hamotzi on that. What exactly does he mean by Purim? I don't know what he means.
They would
not wash on bread. They would do something else, but they kaveh suda, so they washed anyway. I don't know what he's talking about. So interesting. Okay, next. That's right.
Right.
I don't know.
So how do you make a suda?
So the bedafku would find something that's not bread, but yet you kaveh suda to make a mozi. Why didn't they want to eat bread? I don't know. I don't know. It's, no, you have to make a real suda. Rav Huna braid Rav Nathan. Basar degamri suda isaihu. After he finished his suda, Aisil lekamaihu midi lemechol. They burned him something to eat. Shakal Rav Papa v'kachol. He ate. Amrilei lo savul amar gmar aser milechol. Don't you hold that once you've finished eating, you're not allowed to eat anymore? Gmar aser milechol. Rashi says, the Rashi of Asam Lechel, Ad Shivarech Bechasamazon, until you bench, Vivarech, Viachza Vivarech al Balafanov. You have to make a new bracha. To give the Gemara, since you finished eating, Asach Daite mi bracha Rishona, Umezudosayu. You have Hesach Adas from your bracha and from your meal. Amalahu, so he answered back, Salach Itmar, which means, I don't hold that just declaring in my head that I'm benching, I'm finished my suda, it's enough. I hold they have to actually remove the table, remove the lechem, remove everything off the table. Then you have to wash again, or make a bracha again. But just thinking in my head, I think I'm done. That doesn't count. Rava Verb Zera, Ikluhu Lebe Reish Galusa. They went to the Reish Galusa's house. Labasa de Siliku Taka, after they took the table away, Mikamayu from in front of them, Shadrulahu Ristana. They brought out some kind of bread dish. Okay? And I'm sorry, a meat dish. Mibe Reish Galusa, from the Reish Galusa's house. Rava Achel, Rabzera Lo Achel. Rava ate it, Rabzera didn't want to eat it. Amale, Lo Saval Amar, Salak Asim Alechel. Don't you agree that once they remove the table, you can't eat it anymore? Don't you hold like that? Why are you eating it? I rely on the Reish Galusa. I'm not the host. I didn't know. They took the table away. I don't know what that means. Uh-huh. I had no intention that I'm finishing my meal, and therefore I'm still allowed to eat. Tosfos asks, so why didn't Reb Zera get up and make another bracha and eat it also?
So
Tosfos asks, because there was bread in this dish. I don't want to wash again. So then I forget. I won't eat it. That's what Tosfos says. Okay? Now, since you're relying on the Balabayas, says Rava, that's my out, that I didn't have to make another bracha, because my meal wasn't finished. I'm talking by them. Says Tosfos a fascinating thing. The Tosfos of Ataka, Derech Galusa, Zamchinan. Misha Shachach, if somebody forgot, Lechel Afikomen, to make, eat Afikomen. The Amar, he said, Havlon the Nevarech, let's bench. Then you ask, what are you benching for? You didn't have your Kohen yet.
Right.
So, oh man, I totally forgot. So did I have to wash again? Because I've hesed chadas, I said let's bench. If I had to eat afikomen, I have to wash again? Says Tosfos, no. You know why? Eino hesed chadas. Danan ataka derachmona samchinan. Because we're relying on the table of Hashem. And Hashem said, the meal's not finished yet. You didn't eat afikomen. That's enough of an out not to have to wash again. I took the table away, everything's done. Ooh, forgot afikomen. Don't worry about that. You don't have to do it again because you're relying on Hashem. Unbelievable fart, no? You may have forgot. You don't have to take another bracha. The chal mitzvah, slashay mitzvah, asuyas, every mitzvah you're doing for a mitzvah. V'hadam rinan, ki yomar havel and levarech, asa lemishti, v'chein asa b'chulan. That's dafka ki yomar balabayas. That's the balabayas said it. Avalo oreach, not the guest. The guest's not in charge. So at the Seder night, you're only a guest. Whose table are you at? Hashem's. Such an unbelievable fart. Okay, next.
Is that why you couldn't join the Zimun even though you
That we're going to get to in the next paragraph, about Zeman. We didn't talk about Zeman yet at all.
Okay.
Amar Rav, Haragel b'shemen, shem ma'akvo. If someone normally uses like shemen to wipe his hands after a meal, then that's the kicker of when the suit is over. Amar Rav Ashi, ki avinan bei Rav Kahana, Amar lan, ki gon anon, deragil b'mishcha, we usually always use oil. Oil is the kicker. Mishcha ma'akvo lan, the mishcha is the kicker. We don't hold like any of these things, says Rashi. What means the meal's over? Mayim achronim.
Right.
Mayim achronim.
What?
That's not shemen. Mayim achronim. It's a different thing. Mayim achronim. Right? Ein siyam suda toli, lo begmar, not to say you finished it, lo siluk, not taking away the table, lo b'shemen, not oil, ela mayim achronim. Calls man shalo notal mayim achronim, mutu lechol. As long as you don't make mayim achronim, the meal's not over. Once you wash my macaronim, you cannot eat anymore. Oh, I forgot the dessert. I washed my too late. I have to bench and then wash again. And then eat again. Okay.
So, they bring you food before you, after my macaronim, you can't eat or you have to make a new bracha?
Right? Just make a new bracha.
Of course.
I don't think you can eat. What do you mean?
If you bring you a dessert, you also...
Not dessert. Oh, I forgot to bring out some main dish I have. I forgot to preserve it. Serve it now. You can't eat it. So we'll see in a minute what tzmachlok is, what you can't do. So, Ella, ked amr of zera, amr of chia, bar ashi, amr rav. Shalosh tekif ozein. There are three things that have to be done right away. Take care for smicha shchita. Right after you do smicha, you put your hands on the animal, you got to shecht it. Take care for geula tefila. Right after you say gal yisrael, you have to daven shomon esrei, you can't delay. And the last one, take care for netilas yidayim, is bracha. Right after netilas yidayim is a bracha. And what does he mean, Netilas Yadayim? He means, Mayim Achronim. What about Mayim Rishonim?
What about every time you make a bracha, you have a hefsek?
Right, but the point is, but here, you're not making a bracha. There's no bracha, Mayim Achronim. You're not making a bracha.
God Yisrael's a bracha.
Right, those two. So that's exactly the point. It's the same thing. It's not even a bracha, and you make Mayim Achronim, right away you have to bench.
So you shouldn't talk after you've...
So that's a machlokes. It's a machlokes, what it means... You can't. What do you have to do now? According to Rashi, it means you're not allowed to eat. According to the Rambam, you're not allowed to talk. So people try to be machped on that. Once you're machped, like, no talking.
Right.
Why? Because you should really bench. You really should bench. Is it the end of the world? No, because you didn't make a bracha, and Rashi said you can. Right? Okay.
I've heard that's why some people say Tehillas Hashem after Shehamalas, because. You've done my acronym, but you're saying Pesukim, which is not considered
that. So, you know, where'd the Makar for those Pesukim come from? My son's Rebbe wrote an article about that in one of the journals. He sent me a copy. My son's Rebbe. 40-page article, the Makar of those Pesukim. Where's the Makar for Shermalis? You won't find it in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Berachos HaMazon. It's not there. You know where it's found? On the first page of Shulchan Aruch. On the first page of Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Aleph, Simon Aleph, he mentions there, and you say Shem Aleph on your bench. It's like in passing. It's not in Hilchas benching at all.
And
those Pesukim are for sure nowhere.
Right.
What?
That's
on a weekday.
That used to be the old Makar Pesukim before Shem
Aleph. Right. Right.
Shem Aleph later on.
One second. Is it a Halacha or a Minig?
What?
Shem Aleph.
A Minig.
Okay.
Right. So Mayim Achronim is really a Halacha.
Yep.
Right.
Anything if everyone's doing it, are we doing it? That's
so back in the day, back in the Chazal Gemara, it was a real halacha. It was a sakana. Today, the Shulchan Aruch said some people don't do it because the reason to do it doesn't really apply anymore. Others said, so what? You do it anyway. Okay.
Yes, I'll tell you afterwards my story about it.
Amar Abaya, Af Anu Nemar Tekin Ful Tamil Chacham and Bracha. Also, another one. Right after a Talmud Chacham gives you a Bracha, the Bracha will come true. Some say it takes a year for that to happen. Shenemar, like it says, Vayivarcheinu Hashem Big Lolecha. Lovin says to Yaakov, Hashem blessed me because of you. I got blessed because of you. Ibai Sema, I'll bring you another pasuk. Mehacha Shenemar, Vayivarch Hashem is Beis Hamitzi Bigal Yosef. That Potiphar was blessed because of Yosef. What's wrong with the first pasuk of Lovin? Because Lovin said it. Who said it's true? Just because Lovin said it, who said it's true? Second pasuk, the Torah said it. That's true. Just because Lovin said it, how do you know it's true? Lovin said, oh, I got a bracha because of you, Yaakov. How do you know that that's true?
I don't know, he gave him a bracha in the first place.
No, just in being there. And so how do you know that it's even true? We don't know that that's true, just because Lovin said so.
It's not because he was there. Lovin's thing was because he was there. This is telling you the Talmud Chacham.
Yep. I hear. Okay. A long time. A long time. Right, it's not right. Exactly. So they make another pasuk that Potiphar was blessed because of Yosef. Okay. Next Mishnah. Beirach al hayayin shelefnei hamazon. Benching on wine. Sorry, making a bracha on wine before mazon. Right, which means before the meal. Pater es hayayin shelachar hamazon. Paters the wine after the meal. Says Rashi. These are hard gemaras because we don't do this.
Right.
Says Rashi, Noah gin hayu lahavi kodem achila kos yayin. Before they would eat, they would bring a wine, lishdos, to drink. Kitatanya, like, come on, we're going to have tomorrow's daf. Ketzad seder haseba, what's going on here with the meal? Umevian lefneim parparos, they would bring some kind of appetizers. Laham chich achila, to get you interested in eating. Kigon, for example, pargiot, dogim, fish, parkyot's like little chicken nuggets, fish. V'yachachach, and after that, maybe in a shulchan. Then they bring out the meal. V'lacha gemar suda, and after the suda was over, yoshvin v'shosin v'ochlin, they would sit and drink and eat more. Uma hein ochlin, what would they eat? Parparos, dessert. Kigon, kisni demalu lalava v'lachmanios. Desserts. And yayin too. V'hayayin u'parparos shalach ramazon u'shneim kodim b'chas ha'mazon. This is all before benching. It's all before benching. Okay? So, Demi'iri says they only did this on Shabbos. Okay. It's not an everyday launch on a Tuesday. They did all this. On Shabbos, Yom Tov. Okay.
We should not think on having wine before every meal?
No, you could. 100%. Why not? Now. Next line. Beirich ala parperes shelefnei hamazon, eating these appetizers before the meal. Pater es haparperes shelachar hamazon. Pater you for making a bracha after the meal. It's a hard line. It's a hard line to understand.
What does that mean?
That means he made a bracha at this pre-meal meal.
Right.
Appetizer. Right. Then you have dessert. You don't have to make a bracha.
For the dessert,
right? Right. Right. Okay? Beirich al ha-pas. If you make a bracha on pas, pateres ha-parparos. That paters the parparos. So, if that paters the parparos, then what does the first line mean? If you made a bracha beforehand, it paters the ones at the end. Anyway, it paters the ones at the end because you washed. So, the Machzavitri answers, no, we're talking about a case where you didn't wash. No suda, no bread. So the bracha you made before the meal, you didn't wash. The bracha you made before the meal paters the appetizers at the end of the meal. You didn't wash. If you washed, I don't need that halacha because I washed. And washing covers everything.
So wouldn't this be exact opposite of what we said before, that if you have the big machlokas of what you do for dessert,
yeah,
you wash at the beginning of the meal?
So we're talking about a dessert. Someone says that. Someone mentions that issue. The Rambam says it. Others say it. We're talking about where it's the same bracha. The same bracha.
We know about the same bracha.
It's the same mizona. It's the same ha'eitz.
One second, but different brachas is a separate question.
Right.
We were talking about what the same bracha you're supposed to do, because it's not part of the meal. It's part of the meal.
He's talking about things that are both shahakol. In the beginning, he's talking about
and it's also shahakol.
He's talking about something like chalus alachmanis who you saw. Also,
I mean,
No. They're not a shahakol. No, the Rambam said, they're not a shahakol, but a shahakol patters it. So the first thing you bring out must be a shahakol.
Right.
Or whatever you bring out both times, it's the same bracha. Right. No, that's another.
I had this issue yesterday, I didn't raise it. If you drink wine at Tavdala, but I've been told that that doesn't potter you for any wine that you have at Malava Malka, that you need to say, I'll have.
I think Havdalah is either tomorrow or Sunday. We're going to talk about the exact issue. I think it's coming up. I don't remember. Okay? So hold off, we'll get to that issue. Okay. Right. Okay. Next. Next. Al peperes lapatras apas. Beshami omrim aflo maisa kadera. Also not the maisa kadera. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to say, we don't know what that means. Also not the maisa kadera. What does that even mean? Next halacha. Hayoshvin, if everyone's sitting around, kol echad mevarech la'atzmo. Everybody makes their own bracha. Why? Because I'm here and you're there and you're there. No. We're not sitting together. So why? I'm not motzi you. We're not eating together. We happen to be at the same lunch table at work. We're not eating together. So I make my bracha and you make your bracha. Hesebu. But if they sit together with heseba, then echad mevarech l'kulam. One makes a bracha for all of them. And it brings down from here in the name of the Ramach, and it's better for one person to make a bracha for everybody, because there's a concept called Barov Am Hadras Melech. Right? Okay.
Is bracha Rishon we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is your answer about why one person makes a bracha for everybody?
Yeah. Why is that Barov Am Hadras Melech? Rav Ham Hashmelech is typically
you
associated with having a lot of people in the room. But what? Not where.
Here.
We've got to dive into the meaning of
Rav Ham. I'll tell you why. Because you're making a bracha berabim that's more covered than making everyone make their own little bracha.
In
a chanami, one person should make the bracha. It's a machlok is what you should do. What? So it's called Shemei HaKa'ona. You're yotzei by him making the bracha.
You sure?
Right? Right? He says like this, Yesh ba yoser hider. It's a better hider when one person makes a bracha for everybody, barabim. It's a better hider. Why? It says, Barov Am Hadras Melech. Right. And that's what it says, Bar Mori Eish. People make their own Bar Mori Eish. You do?
No.
No? You don't? You motzi by him. Why? Barov Am Hadras Melech. How many people have to make Bar Mori Eish? Sometimes, when there's a big simcha, there's 1,000 people, and by the time the Eish gets to you, all right, then maybe it's already a hefzik, then maybe, you should make your own bracha. Are you sitting at the table with your family? No one makes their own bracha Eish. Why? Barav Am Hadras Melech. Everyone mekabel that. That everyone's mekabel that halacha. When it comes to Kiddush, everyone fights about it. Let's make our own Kiddush. Why? Same exact thing.
Yeah.
Right?
We had this question years ago now.
So yeah.
So Birchas Hanan, you can so I can make for you?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna learn soon that if you're an Am Aretz, it's maybe you shouldn't do it, make your own, but you certainly can, especially if it's being a Kuvia Suda together. It's not a question of Amaratzas, right?
The Kuvia Suda means being on bread.
On the bread.
Why? You don't Kuvia Suda Shahakul, so you cannot make shahakul for somebody else.
No, if I don't know how to make a bracha, I want to eat an apple. You can make the bracha for me. We don't really do that. But Mikarikar Din, I don't even want
to
pass
it. You have to eat it too, no?
That's not saying, yeah, that's being mostly somebody else. No. Here's Barov Am. It's a dinner Barov Am. Always think of Bar Mori Eish.
Everyone makes the eight on Rosh Hashanah night.
Correct. That's because we don't do that.
What?
That's not a question of Barov Am. That's a question of being mochi someone else. Why should I be mochi me?
No, because the only problem is mochi is a mochi
night. Right. Yeah. Bolehem Yayin B'Tzelch HaMazon. If they bring wine in the middle of the meal, Kol Echad Mevarech La'atzon. Eret makes their own bracha. Why? Because I'm a Jew drinking, I'm drinking. That's not the same thing. It's not Kiddush. Achar Hamazon, after, this means after the meal, but before benching, Echad Mavarech Lekulam. Everybody makes their own bracha. What's the difference? Why does everybody make their own bracha now? Vehu Omer Ala Mugmar, and the same guy that makes a bracha also is Mechabed, the one to make the bracha on the spices that they used to bring out at the meal. Afal Pi, Shein Mevi'in Es HaMugmar El Achar Suda, even though it's only after the Suda. What is the reason why when we start the meal, everybody, one person is Motzi everybody, but at the end of the meal, if people continue drinking, everybody has to make their own bracha? What's the reason for that? So on later in the week, we're going to explain, because when we sit down together, we have one das all together. When you're leaving the Suda, I have one foot out the door. I have one eye toward my rest of my day. We don't have that same achdus anymore, and everyone has to make their own bracha. That's what Tosus is going to say. Right? That's the same reason why on Friday, on Erev Yom Kippur night, we say Shema Yisrael out loud. And on Matzah Yom Kippur, we say it quietly. Because going into Yom Kippur, we're all excited. Already we have one foot out the door, we're looking at what we're eating. So it's not the same thing, you say it quietly. It's the same exact vart. When you start something, there's a much more of an achdus and a much more of an excitement than when you're finishing something. It's an unbelievable vart, no? It's such emes. That's why the Mishnah says when you start, one person can make for everybody. In the middle, the end? No. Everyone's on their own now. What? Yeah. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar V'Yochanan. Lo Shanu, this din. That what? The yayin before the meal. Potters the wine after the meal. Ella B'Shabbos Es V'Yomim Tovim. That's only on Shabbos and Yontif. Hal V'Adam K'veya Sudasu Ala Yayin. Your K'veya Suda with wine. Avol B'Shayim Os HaShadah. But the rest of the year, Mavarech al kol kos v'kos. You make a bracha on every single kos. Itmar Nami, also. Amar Rabba Bar Mari, Amar V'Yeshua Ben Levi. Lo Shanu Ella B'Shabbos Es V'Yomim Tovim. Same story. B'Shash Adam Yotze M'Beis HaMerachat, or when you're coming out of a Beis HaMerachat, or B'Shach Kasas Dam, or when you let blood. You know, the point is, all these times, when you come out of the Beit HaMerachat, and you be Kaveh Suda. Ho'el V'Adam Kaveh Suda, so Al Yayin, you Kaveh Suda on it, as much more Chashiv as the meal. After you let blood, you have to eat and drink. Avoshayim Ozashana, Mavarech Al Kol Kos V'Kos. You have to drink, everyone has to make the Rambracha on every single Kos. Rabba Bar Mori, Ikla Lebei Rava, B'chol. He went to visit him on a weekday.
Every single
He means every person, in every coast.
No, it means if you.
Or you bring a different bottle.
No, if it's a hadas.
Right, it means as a hadas. It doesn't mean every coast. It doesn't mean that. Yeah, you have to say, same thing, there's no difference between wine and Coca-Cola.
If you start at the beginning of the meal with one and then.
Right.
And then it's later. But it doesn't mean if you.
Right, or you went to go daven for a half hour, you came back. It means things like that. Just have it's no different than a bottle of Coca-Cola. You have to make a bracha every time you drink a bottle of a cup of Coke. No. Same thing with wine. If you have a Hesachadat, different story. But by Shabbos, that doesn't apply. Anyway, he went to visit him on a weekday. Chazia, the Mabarak Lefnei HaMazon, Vada Berach Acha HaMazon. He made a bracha before they ate, and he made a bracha after they ate. So Amalei, Yashur, you're right. Straight, Yashur, right? 100%. V'chein HaRabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Said the same thing. Rav Yitzchak B'Rav Yosef, Ikla Lebe Abaya, B'Yantif. He went to him on a Yantif. Chazia, the Varech HaKol Kasa V'Kasa. He said he's making a bracha on every single coast. Amalei, lo savol amar, the hadar of Shuben Levi? Don't you hold up Shuben Levi that on Shabbos, you know, if it's different? Amalei, Sabaya answered back, Nimlach, Ana, I'm Nimlach. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Eini Raga L'Kvosu D'Aliyayin. I'm not a wine person. I'm not a wine person. So for me, to drink the wine again is a whole new world, and I have to make another bracha. Right? That's not my thing, to make brachas on wine, to drink wine. It's not my thing. Right? Therefore, I wasn't Kaveh Suda like on the wine. So it wasn't part of my cheshbon. And I drink it again. Are you bread out? Okay, I'll try. Do you want me to try? 100%. I got to make a new bracha. Again, how these halachas apply halacha l'maisa, we can't get a feeling because we don't really do this. We don't have this formal end of a Suda. We don't have that really. They have desserts. It's not the same kind of end of a Suda like they had, where they would take the table away, bring out like a whole new second meal. We don't have that really. So, I'm not sure what happens. I don't think people make a new hagafen. Nobody does that. I don't think people do that. They're drinking wine the whole meal, they don't make a new hagafen. Even if you make a bracha on dessert. Even if. Nobody makes a hagafen. People make a hagafen and have a meal? No. Nobody does that. Before benching, nobody does that.
You know, that's a chadash. You definitely don't have to make a
bracha. Right. Okay. Iboy Elohu. The question was, Bolehem Yayim B'Soch HaMazon, if you brought wine in the middle of the meal, right, they're talking about they had wine at the beginning of the meal, then a meal, then wine again, it's like for a dessert type of wine. What about a wine in the middle of the meal? Mahu sheyiftar es hayayin shela'achar hamazon. Will this pater the meal, the wine, after the suda, before you bench? In other words, I bring wine in the middle of the meal, does it pater the wine at the end of the meal? So the bracha. What's the question? The wine that I drink before the meal and the wine that I drink after the meal is being drunk for the same reason. What's the reason? To drink wine. But the wine that I bring during the meal is not being drunk to drink. Yes, the wine after the meal is to drink. This is only being done to help me eat. It's being drunken for a different reason. Therefore, it's a being drunk for a different reason, and therefore I can't carry the bracha over, because I'm not drinking it to drink, I'm drinking it to help my food go down. Odil maloshna. Or, that makes no difference.
We're not talking about benching over
coffee. We're not talking about benching at all. We're not talking about that at all. Not at all.
That's why I was understanding about
we do. I don't think people do this today. If people have a dessert, and they, even if they bring out a new wine for dessert, which many people do, it's lovely. You make a bracha on the wine? No. Nobody does that. What, you make a bracha on a barbie? A guffin? Not a guffin. I'm talking about a tova meter. That we'll get to later in the week. I'm talking about a guffin. Nobody does that. Even if you make the bracha on dessert, it's not part of the meal, and it's a fruit, and all these teruts. Nobody does it on wine, and they used to do it. Now the question is, what about if you bring wine in the middle of the meal? No, the middle of the meal, you're not drinking it for drinking. You're drinking it to help your food go down.
Right.
It's a whole different kind of thing. So maybe it's not the same. I have a suffix about this, a question about this in the Gemara. None of this really applies today.
It doesn't apply today, because they didn't have any other drink besides wine. There was no other drinks.
Right, I hear.
So wine was the drink. So if you were drinking, they drank wine in the middle of the meal like water.
Right.
They didn't have water. They didn't have other. They didn't have refrigerators, so they didn't have things that needed refrigeration.
Right. Well, they had beer.
That's the only other thing.
Right.
Anything that was fermented that could last. So.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? I don't have.
Water wasn't good.
They didn't have refrigerators myself. That's
water. You don't need a refrigerator for water.
Rambam says you shouldn't drink with the meals. I don't know what's going on the wine. Right. He always says that. He says that. Don't drink till after the meal.
Was not too strong.
So. Right. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Im timsel." Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lahavi raya mi mishnah senu." You want to bring raya from our mishnah? Diktoni the yayin says nehem bazon potus es shel achar amazon ain't a raya. Didn't our mishnah say that? If you bring it before the meal, and then you bring it again at the end of the meal, you don't have to make a new bracha. So why is the middle of the meal different? Says Rashi. I'll tell you why it's different. The hasam zel lishdos v'zel lishdos. Avu besocha amazon lishros achila shebemei of huba. It comes to help dilute the food you're eating, the different kind of drinking. The loha you regilin lishdos besocha suda elama at lishros. They wouldn't drink a lot of wine during the meal, only a little bit to help the wine to help the food go down. So it's a different kind of drinking. Maybe you need a new bracha. What's the story? Rav Amar Pater, Rav Kana Amar Eino Pater. Rav says you Pater for making a new bracha. Rav Kana says no, you're not. Rav Nachman Amar Pater, Rav Shesh Amar Eino Pater. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, V'chol Tamidi De Rav Amri Eino Pater. Listen to this. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. V'chol Talmidei D'Rav, Amar Eino Pater. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and all the Talmidim of Rav, say that you're not Pater. Why are they singled out? They're singled out because they were the best. Imagine the Rebbe says, Yanki and Shmuley, and the rest of the class, all learned well today.
Rav Huna took over
Surah, and
Rav Yehuda took over from
Pesach. Someone here quotes a Pasuk that says by David HaMelech, where does it say it? It says, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Mikaf ol kol oivoy, from all my enemies, umiyad shol. And from Shol too, who's my worst enemy. Right? From all my enemies and from him too. Right? Same thing over here. Okay.
They argue on the Rebbe. The Rav says Pater.
Eitzi Rav Alor of Nachman. Didn't our Mishnah say, Balahem Yayim Besoch HaMazon, Kol Echad V'Echad Uvarach L'Atzmo. You bring wine in the middle of the meal, everyone has to make their own bracha. L'Achar HaMazon, Echad Uvarach L'Kulam. Right? Echad Uvarach L'Kulam. Right? So what do you see? That when you bring in the middle of the meal, doesn't pot to the end of the meal. You have to make another bracha. It's Amalei, Hachikamar. Im lo bolehem yayin b'sarach ha-mazon, if you didn't bring any wine during the meal, el lachar ha-mazon, echad v'rach l'kulam, then one person can make a bracha, the bracha will last. What about if you brought wine in the middle of the meal? We don't know what to say. It's a machlokas. Okay. Then we said, berach ha-lapas, berach ha-lapas, patras ha-parperas. If you make a bracha on pas, it patters the appetizers. Ala parperes, if you make a bracha on parperes, lo patres a pas. Doesn't patter the pas.
Right.
Isn't it obvious? Isn't that a pshita, by the way? Beishame omrim af lo maisa kadera. Also not the maisa kadera. So what did Beishame mean by that? See, boilahu. Beishame, aresha pligi? Is he arguing on the first statement? O asefa pligi. Or is he arguing on the statement? It's fascinating that the Gemara has a hak on Beishame, who we never hold like. What's the Gemara doing? So the answer is, holding like Beishame, finding out what Beishame holds, says, will shed light on the Tanakhama, who we do hold like. It will shed light on his Shita. That's why we're doing it. Listen to this. Tikarma Tanakhama, the Tanakhama said, Berech ala pas, if you make a bracham pas, paters ha parperes. It paters, what's parperes? Appetizers. The Kolshke, Maisa Kadeva. And it also, and I don't know, Kolshke, for sure, and for sure paters Mizonos things, which is what Maisa Kadeva means. If for sure patters that, Vasi Beishar Malema, no. Lomi Boya Parperes, the Lo Patrulu Pas. Forget Pas. Forget Parperes, which Pas doesn't patter. El Afilu Maisa Kadeva, Naimi Lo Patra. Doesn't even patter that. Patters nothing. Oh, that's one way to look at it. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Asefa Pligi. It's the Seifa. Diktani, it says, Berech ala parperes, if somebody made a bracha on parperes, lo patres a pas. It doesn't pater the pas, which makes sense, by the way. Why do you make a bracha on chicken nuggets? Why is that patering pas? Makes them, right? It's clear. Pas hu de lo pater. It doesn't pater the pas. Ava maise kadera pater, but it paters the maise kadera. Right? Vashe b'sham ala meimer, vaf maise kadera na lo pater. Not pater that either. Teku. We don't have an answer.
How so is we part of the Maisa Kedera?
Okay. What?
The bracha and the parperes. How is that?
Because it must be the same bracha.
The same bracha.
Right. So
I haven't taken on something that's a.
So Beishamai, we said, why are we even mentioning Beishamai? No, because it's going to shed light on the other shita. Right. Sometimes we'll do that. We'll ask Beishamai to shed light on Beit Hillel. Here, what shed light with Teku?
Right.
Right.
Right. I'm talking about Teku though. I haven't taken on something that we had, that it's possible that happens.
Right. By the way, what does Teku stand for? Tishbi Ataritz Kushes Vabayas. Who's Tishbi?
Tishbi is Elio.
So why doesn't it say Elio Taj? Why does it say Aleph? Eku. What Tishbi? Well, it wasn't Tishbi out of the blue. Tishbi. So that question was asked by the Prima Gadim, and I had to go look up to go to the end and have a chance to look it up.
Is this the first Teku we've had?
Maybe. Right? What wasn't Teku? What's Tishbi? Okay. It's a good question. The answer is for the other pshat than what teiku means. Teiku means to tick a box, like we can't open the box, we don't have the answer. Others say it's a combination of two words, of taha koi, what is this? Meaning we don't have an answer. Okay.
I guess this is the first one.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay, good. Ready? Next. Hayoshin kalechad ve'echad. And everyone's sitting around. So if they're sitting together, then one person can make a bracha everybody. And if they're not. Hasebu in, lo hasebu lo. Verminu, 1 second, the Bryce says like this, Asara Sheholchem Baderech, 10 people walking around, Afal Pi Shekulm Ochlen Mikikar Echad, even though they're all eating from the same bread, Kol Echad Echad Varech La'atzmo. Yeshvu, that's the kicker, if they're sitting down, Lechol, Afal Pi Shekul Echad Echad Ochlen Mikikaro, even though everyone's eating from their own bread, Echad Varech La'kulam. Right? Katani Yeshvu, which says sitting around, Afal Pisha ain't Hasebu. Doesn't say anything about Haseba. Amr of Nachan by Yitzchak could go into Amri Nezav and Echolach and Badarach Plan. What they said was, oh, I see a table over there. Guys, let's go sit over there. When you say that, it's the same thing as Haseba. You're all kaved together. And that's why one person can make a bracha, even if they all have their own lunch. Okay? Kinoach Nashe de Rav, when Rav died, Azlu Talmidav Basrei, the Talmidim were coming back from the funeral. Kiadari, when they were returning, Amri, Nezev Nech Malach Maha Anahar Dank, let's go sit down over there by that riverbank, let's eat lunch. Basa de Karachi, they sat down to break bread. Yashiv become a Bailu. Hasebu Dafkatanan? Is the Mamash Haseba, which we don't have over here on the riverbank, we're not doing Haseba, right? Aval Yashvu Lo, but just sitting together is not good enough. Odilma, kiven the Amri Nezer Benechel, rift about Beduchta Planya, since we said, let's sit all together at that place, Kiseba Dami, it's like Kiseba. It's like Kiseba. L'Havabiyah, they didn't have the answer. No one knew the answer. Come, Rav Adar Rava, Adar Rava came by, Adar Kari L'Achori, the Kari Kari Achmina. He said, I already write Kriya for Rav, my Rebbe, I should write Kriya again. Right? Why? Amar Noch Nafshe the Rav, Ubrichas Mazan Loma Gamrinan. Rav died. We don't even know how to make brachas on food. We forgot the halacha already. He's only dead in not even a day. He's already, right? And already we don't know what to do. Had Asa Hu Saba, some old man came. Ramalu Masnisana Habraisa. He asked a question from the Mishnah to the Braisa. Hu Vishani La, and he answered. Kivin to Amri Nezel Venecha Lachma, Bedarach Plan, Kesei Bedama. Since we said we're going to go eat over there, it's as if we're eating together, and one person can be mozi everybody.
You get your first
takeaway
answer.
Right. And it was, some say it was Eliyahu Navi. Yeah. Okay? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. And today's daf was learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Tulsa, Bas Naftali, Shalom Shalom Aliyah. Everyone have a good day.